Championship. How about that? Let's take a look at the lineups for tonight's game. And Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont will be the visiting team. Albie won the toss. Leading them off for Eddieville tonight will be Jackson Boyles, their second baseman. Corey Archer will be the center fielder batting second. Christian Vanbrook, the first baseman, hitting third. Hitting cleanup tonight for EBF, Chance Worcester, their catcher. Jim Jensen will bat fifth. He'll play left field. Batting sixth, Trevor Schwartz, the shortstop. Cole Maines will bat seventh. He'll be in right field. Louis Winkleman is the DH, and he is DHing tonight for their pitcher, Levi Johnson. Batting ninth, Trevor Barnett, the third baseman. The Albie lineup for tonight's game in left field, leading off Hugh Sinclair. Batting second, getting the nod pitching tonight for Albie, Ethan Gray. Albie's ace, I guess, we've got great pitching. They've got Drew Schofield, they've got Ethan Gray, they've got Vic Sanders, but Ethan Gray gets the nod tonight. Grant Legend, batting third, playing center field. Austin Luce, the first baseman, hits cleanup. Gabe Grammard behind the plate, feeling better. Talked to Gabe before the game. His leg is much better than it was even a few days ago. He was injured about a week and a half ago. He's hitting fifth. He's catching. Griffin Osing, batting sixth. He's at third base. Bryce Leshen is the right fielder, batting seventh. Batting eighth, Vic Sanders, the shortstop. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Austin O'Leary. Those are the lineups. We're ready to go. Play ball behind the plate. Derek Phillips, Terry Allison on the bases. They're both from Fairfield. And we're ready to go for District Baseball, the championship game here in Albia, just as the sun comes back out again. Leading it off, Jackson Boyles, second baseman for Eddieville, and it's a strike. First pitch by Ethan Gray. Boyles leading it off. He's only a sophomore, 227 hitter on the year. The pitch, strike two. Gray getting ahead on the count. That's what he wants to do. Ethan coming into this game with a 4-2 mark on the year. Very good ERA of 2.43. The pitch from Gray. There's a chopper. Hit to the second baseman, O'Leary. He charges over to first, and that's how it starts. One down, 4-3 on the putout, one away. And here's the center fielder, Corey Archer. Corey Archer, only a junior. 348 hitter. Drove in 23 on the season. So I mentioned Ethan Gray on the hill for Albia tonight. He's pitched 46 innings, struck out 41. Opponents have hit about 227 against Ethan. Pitched six innings in the first game of the district in their win over Davis County. The pitch, it's a strike. One of the things that I've noticed already, it's very early, obviously, we're just underway. Ethan had a little bit of control problems early the other night against Davis County, but right now he's throwing strikes. One strike, now to Archer. The pitch on the way. Curveball drops right in. Good curveball that time, strike two. Defensively, it's Luce at first, O'Leary at second, Sanders at short, Osing at third, Sinclair in left, Brett Leshen back in his spot in center field, Bryce Leshen in right. Here's the pitch from Gray. Fastball outside. Gravert's behind the plate, Gray on the hill. 300 down the lines, 340 in the gap, 375 to straightaway center. The Albia Sports Complex. On deck, the big stick for them, Christian Bambrook. Waving the bat, here's the pitch now on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Two away. Good start for Gray. And here's Christian Vanbrook. The outstanding hitter and pitcher. He's played in all 40 games for EBF. 480 batting average on the year. He's hit four homers, driven in 42. Big right-handed batter. About 6'7". Takes it just a little bit low ball one. Eddieville in their familiar white pants, black stripes, and those black uniform tops with, of course, gold lettering, their names. There's a strike, good fastball from Gray. Albia, and that familiar pinstripe pants, blue tops, and, of course, red lettering, white and blue caps. Here's the pitch from Ethan Gray. Low, bounces that one in there. Two balls and one strike. Rod Ashman told me before the game tonight he expected occasionally Bambrick might get some intentional walks tonight. But right now, with nobody on, that's not the situation. Gray going right after him, just outside, 3-1. Worcester's on deck. With nobody on, this is a place where you can really challenge Bambrick. Here's the pitch. Outside ball four. Well, he gets a walk. It wasn't intentional, but they did pitch him pretty carefully there. Here comes Chance Worcester. But as I said before the game, I really think this is the kid that holds this team together. I don't mean that from a mental point of view, but he just handles their pitchers so very well. He's a clutch hitter, hit 365 on the year. He's hit a couple of home runs, driven in 34, open stance, hits the fastball very, very well. Strong right-handed batter. The pitch outside for a ball. Lewis is holding Banbrook at first. Banbrook's not a big threat to go. He's only stolen one base on the year. One for one. Eddie Gull, 27 and 13 on the year. Short lead, the pitch to Worcester, fouls out off to the right for a strike. One ball, one strike. One and one. Rod Ashman, longtime EBF coach. As I said, Boyd Britton's been at Albia for 19 years. One ball, one strike. Off the stretch now from the belt, the pitch by Gray, and that's in the dirt outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Good crowd here, and they're still coming in. Big crowd out beyond left field even. A lot of folks down both lines. Good turnout. We'd like to see you out here. The 2-1 pitch, strike right in there at the knees. Good fastball again from Gray, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Banbrook's at first. He drew the walk. Ethan Gray checks in to his catcher, Gabe Gravert. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch on the way. Just missed outside. Gray thought he had him there. But just missed. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. We're going to have reports throughout the course of the night on the big Twin Cedars Pleasantville game. From Pleasantville, TC rated second in the state. There's the ball. Ball floor to Worcester. And now Gray, after retiring the first two batters, has walked two in a row. Banbrook goes down to second. Worcester's at first. And here's Jevin Jensen, their left fielder. He's a junior, 398 hitter on the year. One thing you don't want to do in any game, but certainly in a game with this implication of district championship, is give free passes. Jensen has a chance to give Eddieville an early lead here. They're not holding Worcester first. They've got a pinch runner in there now for Worcester. There's a strike. Good fastball to Jensen. One. Going in for Eddieville Blakesburg, Tanner Allen, their young junior. Doesn't play too much. Has good speed. Big lead at first. There's a pop-up foul off to the right. Austin Luce will take it right there and puts it away. He's always sure-handed. And Albie retires the side. Jensen fouls out to Luce for out number three. So no runs, no hits, no errors. Eddieville leaves two. Albie works out of a little bit of trouble there in the first. We go to the bottom half of inning number one in this district championship. It's Eddieville nothing. The Albie Blue Demons coming to bat. We'll be right back.
Shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Jim and Charlie's has a super buy on Cremette pastas, 16-ounce boxes, just 99 cents. JJ's fried snack pies are two for a dollar. AE yogurts are four for $2. And Encore frozen entrees, two for $5. Save at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
This summer, don't worry about funding your next home improvement project. Get a home equity line of credit at 4.25% APR for a limited time only from Community First Credit Union. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Back here at the Albia Sports Complex, Albia getting ready to come to bat in this district championship. I don't know if he's ever been compared to this. Probably not. Bill Staver, of course, on his Canada fishing trip. Randy Stafford had to be gone tonight. I'm the lone eagle out here tonight. But, Dave, I am going to compare you now to manna from heaven. Dave Faxon has just come up in the booth, and he's going to be helping me tonight. He's got the scorebook, and you know, he's got the headphones on. You know what that means.
I can talk. I couldn't stay away, Rich. That's supposed to be my wife took me on vacation, and I couldn't stay away.
So. You told me all week you were going to get away for 4 days, and it became three, and what has it been, one, and you're back?
I'm back.
Well, this should be a great game. Good to have you here, Dave. Always good to talk to
Thanks,
you.
Rich.
Houston Clare comes to the plate for Albion. Left fielder. And Levi Johnson on the hill for Eddieville Blakesburg. Dave, that may surprise you, too. I talked to Rod Ashton before the game. Everybody expected Christian Bambrook, but he's going with his left-hander.
This kid has unbelievable statistics.
Yes, he does. And, of course, he got the big win over Sheraton when their backs were against the wall over there.
And I'm wondering if the fact that we hit Christian so hard the last time we played him, it is so hard to pitch two, three, four times against these teams that are so good. That
15 hits in that game against him. There's a bunt by Sinclair. It goes right back to Johnson. He feels it, throws the first one down. Well, that's okay to try with your leadoff man and what probably will be a close game. One out. Here's Ethan Gray. Ethan's been swinging a hot bat, Dave, of late. Of course, you know that because you come to so many of the games.
Yeah, and he is, if you look at him, he's lean, but he's got some real pop in his bat, and he's got great speed. I mean, he's a super soccer player, and he's got a big old curveball, doesn't
he? Yes, he does, big roundhouse curve. Bill Saylor calls that the granny. He works quickly. Johnson works very quickly for Eddieville, too. Big left-hander. There's the fastball. Gray flies it out to left field. Left fielder will move over and make that play with no problem. That's Shevin Jensen, two up, two down. Gray came into the game hitting about 370, but he's retired. There's two away, and it's up to Brett Leshins. Good to see him back full strength.
Well, not only full strength, but back from the Nebraska wrestling camp out there. They had 17, 18 kids that went out, and these guys have been back and forth twice from that.
There's a curve ball. There's a shot to right center. There's a base hit. Brent Leshin. Of course, he had the mono. Has a play. He's going for two. There's a throw in, and he goes in standing up. And I was hoping he'd slide there, but he went in standing up. I don't like to see that. But he made it. That's
a
good point.
You know, there you got a guy with, he's second in state in a 4x4. Super speed, just a heady athlete. That was a great play out there.
And he also all the way. So there's a double for Legend. He's at second, two out. Now he's got a scoring opportunity with Austin Luce. I told Austin before the game, I got him off the side. I taught his dad years ago. And I said to Austin, I said, Austin, I just have this old coach's feeling that you're going to have a big game tonight. And he laughed with me. He said, I hope you didn't jinx me. We'll see. Maybe he can get it going right here. Open stance, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. There's that big curveball. That's high.
Boy, that's just missing on the outside,
mm-hmm.
And that is a tough pitch to time and hit.
One ball, one strike. Second baseman there, foils, holds Leshin a little bit, now breaks back into the hole at second. Boy, it would be really good. I know Boyd talked to me a lot before the game about this. He really wanted to jump out early in this game. Both clubs, of course, would. There's a ball into the dirt. 2-1. Yeah, I bet you've never been compared to Manna from heaven.
No, Manfred the Wonderdog. we were coming down, and my wife was driving. We've been around the state and seen some friends and relatives, and we were tuned into you at 6:30, and you said you weren't. It's a foul ball. You didn't have anybody to broadcast with. And I said, I think I can maybe help.
Did you speed up then? Did she speed up?
No, my wife doesn't speed.
Okay. Two balls, two strikes. Austin got a good cut that time. Boy, nice crowd here, Dave.
It's a beautiful night, my gosh.
Here's the 2-2 pitch from Johnston. And strike three. Well, I hope I didn't jinx it. Went for a little bit of a bad pitch that time. Boost out on strikes. Both teams threatened in the first day, but Albie gets one hit. They leave one. We go to the second. No score. I'm going to hold it here, Dave, real quick, while we're in the early part of this game. We've got something real big coming up Wednesday night that all these Eddieville people and all these Albie people who are listening and here surely would be interested in. It's coming up Wednesday and Thursday night. What am I talking about?
Well, we're going to do a double feature both nights. Two outstanding movies at the King Opera House Movie Theater. And you and I, Rich, are both either side of 60. And as kids, we grew up...
You're on the best side of 60.
Well, we grew up reading about and seeing this movie of about Jackie Robinson, who one of the greatest ball players of all time. And there have been two movies now made, the 1950 version of the Jackie Robinson story, starring Jackie Robinson, and then 42, which came out in the spring, and we were unable to get it until just this week, and we're going to show it, both movies, DVDs, and it's going to be great sound and good, great quality movie. But I think 42 is one of the, I think I've seen every baseball movie possible, but this is one of the best, and it's such an important movie for our time right now because of all the racial tension and stuff, and I think the movie reflects how this man, Jackie Robinson, and then Branch Rickey defeated that evil in our nation in Major League Baseball.
Absolutely. I'm going to follow up on that. Leading it off here for Eddieville this inning is Trevor Schwartz, their outstanding shortstop. Ethan Gray on the hill for Albie. There's a pitch. There's a hard hit ground ball to Sanders. Takes it on two hops. Slings it over to Austin Luce. Mick kind of does that. Kind of slings it over there, and there's one down. You mentioned, Dave, that's a great movie, and Harrison Ford plays Branch Rickey in that, and outstanding performance by Harrison.
If he doesn't get an Academy Award nomination, there's something wrong with the country. It's a wonderful, wonderful performance. It is such an important movie for young ball players to see of any race or color, and because Jackie Robinson is just such a great human being.
Absolutely. There's strike one now to Cole Maines, their right fielder.
But the double feature is going to start at 6 with Jackie Robinson's story, the 1950s version, and then at 7:30 we'll show 42. That was a terrific pitch right there.
It was.
Dismissed.
1-1. And, of course, that's Wednesday night, and then we're just showing 42 Thursday night.
No, we're going to show them both.
You're going to do both then?
We decided to show them both. We just thought it was just that important to do that.
Good for you.
And, yep, we're going to go at 6 o'clock both nights and then 7:30. And then between the movies, we have good stuff to give away.
Good stuff.
Compliments of Christ at the Crossroads Ministry.
Got some great ball gloves, Louisville Slugger glove, Rawlings glove, some bobbleheads, some tickets to the iCubs games. Golly, all sorts of stuff. And
the best part of it, it's a free will offering. We have you sponsored the movie, and myself and the newspaper have helped sponsor it. So we just want kids to come out and see it in their families, to see these two great movies.
Any kid, anybody that's got a kid or a grandkid should have their kids or grandkids there, but it's a great adult movie, too. I mean, this is literally, at an age you and I know, Dave, that it's hard to find something you can all go to. This is one they can all go to.
Get
a little bit of history, culture, and it's a great baseball movie.
And there's that pitch. Ooh, nice pitch.
Just past Gray. O'Leary will have to hurry. He does. Nice play. Boy, Luce plays so well at first, and O'Leary's become a nifty second baseman, so two up, two down.
The 42, I think, will make some people uncomfortable, more than the 1950, which was really sanitized. But the 42 really shows the evil of racism and how Jackie Robinson fought through that. And there's some parts of that movie that are just make you kind of cringe.
But the good thing, there's no bad language, though.
No.
It's just, you know, they'll see for themselves, but it's just a great movie. And, boy, we hope we get a big crowd Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, you see how character of a human heart can overcome evil. So just come on out.
I'm looking forward to seeing it both times again. It's just that good. We'll tell you again about it during the course of the game. And we're going to be talking about it on the radio, I guess, Monday night, too, Dave, at 5. Ground ball to O'Leary. There is the throw. Three up, three down. That was Louis Winkleman that came up. Louis does not have blazing speed, and O'Leary had a lot of time there. Three up, three down. Gray's off to a good start. Here we go to the bottom of the second. Dave, no score here in this district championship game. We'll be back. Dave Paxton, yours truly, Rich Grimes, right after this.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adlerney's staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Mine either. We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Got a score update, and Dave, you and I are keeping an eyeball on this. Twin Cedars, number two in the state of Iowa, leads Pleasantville at Pleasantville after one inning, 2-0, and those Sabres are something else.
Well, and they are, and to show you the quality of baseball around this part of the state, Albia beat Twin Cedars to show you just the quality of baseball. And I believe they beat Eddieville Blakeford. Is that right? Did Twin Cedars beat them?
Yeah,
I mean,
bad.
Just
11-1, I think.
Yeah. So really some great baseball around this part of the state.
There's a high fly ball hit on the deep left field by Graber, way back, the left fielder back, and one hands it
right in the fence.
Graber hit it a long way, but a great play by the left fielder, Jevin Jensen, and he plays a great left field. Gabe leads off the inning, flies deep, one out. Here's Griffin Osing. Griffin had been batting fifth in the lineup, Dave. Boy dropped him down a little bit tonight. He's been red hot. But he's been, actually, to be honest, over-swinging a little bit.
He did that last game. He was just wanting so bad to make something happen. And he has the sweetest swing of just about anybody out on the field tonight.
And plays a nifty third base.
Well, he does, and he is powerful. Up in his upper shoulders, you can see he's...
Sharply.
That's on.
Long throw, not in time, but I got to take my hat off, as you do, to Trent Barnett. Osing hit a one-hopper, like a bullet, down to the third baseman. He knocked it down, picked it up. I didn't think it'd be close at all, and he made it close.
You know, and I'm far be it for me to be an official score, but how do you score that, hit or error?
Base hit. What would you do?
I think so. That gobbled that third baseman up. It was really hit hard.
So Osing's the first, second Albie hit already. The pitch, good swing there that time by Bryce Leshen, the right fielder. Good cut. Albia has two hits now. Off Louis Johnston, the big left-hander. Bryce Leshen really crowding that plate, hits the ball to the right side, and second baseman. Oh, he can't come up with it. It was hit into the hole, and I thought really Voiles was going to get there. He did. Couldn't make the play. That, Dave... Is it
an second baseman?
Boyles doesn't always get the start for them. He did tonight for EBF, and he didn't get that one. I was surprised he got to it. But he made a nice effort, got there, but then couldn't make the play. And now Albie has two on with just one out, and they threaten here. Leshen with good speed at first, Osing with good speed at second. Vic Sanders, the shortstop up there. Here's the pitch. There's that big curveball again. Vic Sanders hitting 293 on the year. Left-handed batter. Big left-handed batter. Of course, has been an effective pitcher for them, too. Thank you very much, Kevin Crawl, superintendent of the Albia Schools. Just brought me water. Dave, do you need something to...
No, I'm good. That pitch was right on the inside corner. Tough, tough pitch for a lefty to hit with a lefty in the mound.
One and one. Willie Johnson's got himself in a little bit of a jam here for EBF in the second inning. The pitch on the way. There's that curveball way out front, Sanders. That was a good pitch.
Boy, he's got a couple of nice hooks. That big roundhouse curve, and then that he came through, and that really acted almost like a slider-type pitch.
Well, he's got Sanders where he wants him here. He's ahead in the count, 1-2. He can afford to toy with him here a little bit. He works from the stretch, checks the runners. Here's the pitch on the way. And slow, nice stop by Worsted. 2-2. You mentioned his pitching. He struck out 56 in 36 innings. He's walked 16. That's a good ratio, almost 4-1, not quite 3.5-1. But he has a great curveball. He really mesmerized Sheraton over there in their crucial game a couple of weeks ago.
There it is again.
Little chopper. That's going to be a tough play. And I don't know. They got him, and that was playing.
They had the infield umpire had to look at the home plate umpire to get the help on that one.
I tell you, that was trouble right off the bat, Dave. It was a slowly hit roller to the right side, And Johnston didn't break to get over there. So it was strictly going to be handled by either Bambrook or, well, it had to be handled by Bambrook. Tough, tough play. Couldn't afford to really do anything else with it, but he beat him to the bag, and they get Sanders.
And he moved the runners up, so it's almost like a sacrifice.
Worked like a bunt, didn't it?
Yep.
Albia's got runners at second and third now, two out. Good scoring opportunity here.
And Vic hit that ball with that hook again, that really that fast curveball that that he hit.
O'Leary the batter. One ball, no strikes. There's the pitch. Fouled it, 1-1. You know, the interesting thing, and Albia really dodged a bullet with BCM the other night, Dave. They were 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position. You don't win many games doing that.
This is big. You know, I'm looking out at the E.B. Fisher, and you and I are both old Cleveland fans, and he reminds me a lot of Louis Tiant in his build.
Yes, he does, and actually in how he stands out there.
Yeah.
Wide shot up the middle and a great play by the shortstop, Trevor Schwartz, saved two runs there, Dave.
Yeah, that was just a fabulous play. That ball was 5 feet off second base when he got that. So
it was hit hard, too, and he went over, scooped it up, made it look easy. Albia has a scoring opportunity. They don't cash in. We head to the third inning. Albia had, of course, two men left on that inning. We head to the third, no score, and this is starting out to be everything we thought it'd be. No score here in this district championship. Dave Paxton and yours truly, Rich Grimes. We'll be right back.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Top half of inning number three, and Dave, looks like we're shaping up for a nail-biter tonight. We're in the top of the third, no score, district championship, EBF, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Tremont, and Albia. Both clubs playing very well here.
Good hitting, good pitching, good defense. It's really shaping up to be a nice game.
Trenton Barnett, third baseman, steps to the plate, right-handed batter. The pitch from Ethan Gray. There's a chopper hit down to the second baseman, O'Leary. He scoops it up over first, one down. Boy, O'Leary continues to get better and better as a second baseman, doesn't he?
He does, and that was a long. He plays real deep for a second baseman.
Yes, he does.
And that ball was right. He fielded that ball right on the edge of the infield, the grass, and that was a really nice play.
Back to the top of the order, Boyles, Jackson Boyles. 0-for-1, grounded out to O'Leary his first time up. Diminutive second baseman. Not very big, is he?
No.
Takes a strike at the letters. Gray looks sharp tonight, Dave.
Gray has got real crisp on his fastball. And there's his curve. Oh, man, that was a nice curveball.
He's quickly ahead now. Boyles, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. On deck, Corey Archer. Twin Cedars now leads Pleasantville 2-0 in the bottom of the second from Pleasantville. Big curveball stays up high. Didn't do much that time. 1-2. Have you seen Twin Cedars play this year, Dave?
I have not, nope.
Their top five hitters are as good as I've seen in years. I mean, that much of an aggregation, 1-5. 2-2 now to Boyles. And they're all underclassmen.
Wow.
In fact, Roby, who is a sophomore, is only he's the number four hitter in the state.
Nice pitch, a little low and inside.
3-2. One thing I really like, and I know you do too, about Ethan Gray, he works very quickly. Here's a 3-2 pitch from Ethan. Hard hit ground ball right side. That gets through. It's a base hit. So Boyles is on with one out. That brings Corey Archer, the center fielder, to the plate. Punched it through on the right side. No chance for O'Leary to get to that one. And that is their first hit, Dave.
That was a really nice piece of hitting. He just he took the ball a little bit out on the outside corner, and he just went with the pitch and punched it through.
It's one of the things, as I watched Sharon through the course of the year, we had them last night. They hit the ball to the opposite field probably better than any team I've seen in the area. They really go that way.
Well, I think that's important, especially if you're finding good curveball pitchers. You have to just take what you can get and
absolutely
try to punch it through the infield.
Boyle's a big lead at first. There's a strike to Archer, 0-1. Bryce Leshen playing very, very deep in right field. Good lead. Now there's a throw over. Getting back, ball gets away, but he's not going anywhere. Rod Ashman, the head coach for Eddie Bell. Many coaches coach third base, but occasionally, like Rod and Boyd Britton, you'll see the head coach first, which is, when I coached high school baseball, that's what I did. And the reason was we ran a lot, and I wanted to get an extra set of eyes on that pitcher. Rod is a great coach, good guy, too. Some very personable coaches in this game.
Boy, just outside on that pitch.
1-1 now to Archer. He looks down to the assistant coach, which just happens to be Alex Ashman. Rod Sent.
Yeah, the Ashmans have really turned this program around the last few years.
Ethan checks the runner. Here's the pitch on the way. And that gets by and goes clear back to the screen. And moving up on that goes Boyles to second base. Wild pitch. 2-1 now. One out. So Eddieville's got a runner in scoring position. Corey Archer's at the plate for Eddieville. On deck, the big guy, Bambrook. Archer, a 3.48 hitter on the year. We'll take all the water we can get. It's an early part of the game. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Fastball just a little bit high. It's a lot better than it has been, though. It's not as hot tonight as it's been.
It's a beautiful night.
Yeah, great night for baseball. Fans loving it.
And I don't see the bugs bothering Hugh as much out in left field.
No. There's a chopper. This is going to be a tough play. Osen goes in, feels it cleanly. Long throw right on the money to lose. Boyles goes to third on the play, but more importantly, there are two away. Nice play by Osing, Dave.
I have seen some, Albia has had some outstanding third basemen, and Griffin would fall into that category. I'm not sure I've seen anybody with a stronger arm at third base for Albia in a lot of years. He just has a powerful arm out there.
And he has, despite his strength, his upper body strength and his arm, he has very soft hands, which is important for a third baseman, too. And they are walking Bambrook. Rod Ashman said to me before the game, he said, if they get a chance and the situation warrants it, he said, I don't think Bambrook will see a pitch tonight. They've walked him twice already.
Well, I know that's frustrating for Christian, but it's a badge of honor in a lot of ways. They respect his hitting so much.
But here's a guy I would want no part of, Chance Worstead. We talked about him earlier. He is such a clutch performer for them, and as I said before the game, I said to Rod, and I mentioned this before you got here, he is the glue, I think, that really holds them together.
Well, and he's just a block out there. He's just built for power. And
hits a chopper. Vic Sanders backs up on it. Long throw, right on the money to lose. Thanks, Brad. Three outs. So Eddieville gets a runner at third. They strand him there. Totals, Dave.
No runs, one hit, two left.
We go to the bottom from the third. Tension's already mounting, is it? No score. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Albia. And we'll be back right after this message.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic makes it easier for you to connect with the healing touch you know and trust by offering extensive appointment options. We have extended evening and weekend hours and offer same-day appointments for most of your medical needs. Call Call 641-932-7172 or request your appointment online at mchalbia.com. Make your appointment today with Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for the healing touch you know and trust.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Thinking about replacing your old cooling system? Consider a ground source heat pump. A ground source heat pump uses the earth's steady temperature to provide year-round comfort. It circulates fluid through pipes buried deep in the ground to move heat into a building in winter or out in the summer. A ground source heat pump can be 300% more efficient than conventional systems, with consistent comfort and greater long-term reliability. Learn more about how these efficient systems can heat and cool your home or business when you contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative or visit our website at cvrec.com and take the home energy savings tour for details. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Well, Dave, we're in the bottom of the third. Austin, or rather Houston, Clare leads it off and strikes out for Albia one away. And Johnston seems to be settling in here a little bit too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he jammed a few on two, one roundhouse curve and another, I guess it'd be like a slider type pitch.
And he's ahead of Ethan Gray with one strike. You like his curveball, don't you?
I really do. My brother was a left-handed pitcher, and he threw, there's another curveball, and Ethan got a hold of that one.
Over to the second baseman, and that spoils over the first two down. Both these pitchers don't look like they're going to miss a beat tonight, do they?
No, and I'm wondering if our lefty out here has that screwball, that natural left-handed screwball that comes into right-handed hitters. I haven't seen that yet. But
I know Palmer kid who pitches for Sheraton does. In fact, he's got a whole lot of things he can do over there, one of the best we've seen all year. One ball, no strikes, Brett Lesh in the batter. Brett has hit 5 home runs on the year. It's been a long time since he's popped one. Now would be a nice time. Just missed low, 2-0. Leshen, the leading hitter on the Albia squad this year, 468. He's driven in 31. As I mentioned, 5 home runs. Here's the pitch. Little chopper, got it in on his fist. Third baseman over, long throw. Nice throw by Barnett, and Albia is down in order in the bottom of the third, and we're getting ready to head to the fourth inning. Still no score in this district championship game with Abel, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Albia. I'm going to keep it here, Greg. Dave, let's take a little plug here of a lot of things coming up in the community. Of course, a lot of baseball coming up, but Monroe County Fair is not far away.
Monroe County Fair starts, Thursday night, and then the King and Queen are crowned on Friday, and the Beef Show is Saturday, and I think the Swine Show is Friday, Sunday. Horse Show is Friday afternoon. I don't know, lots of stuff going on with the fair. Yep, and we got the 9 and 10-year-old Little League baseball team that finished 9-0 in their district play there. They start state tournament play this next week in Centerville. Let's see what else is going on. It's just a busy
and, of course, we want to congratulate. They honored them at the square last night in the rainstorm. It rained, hard.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
The 9 and 10 girls who won the state title.
But the 9 and 10, I had not heard that yet. Congratulations to those kids.
And they got the fire truck ride, which was always a lot of fun. Unless you're a fireman.
Or the person who thinks their house is on fire.
Right. You want to also keep in mind, we've got lots more baseball coming your way. The winner of this game plays Tuesday night in Fairfield against either Mid Prairie of Wellman or Mediapolis, and we'll be on the air with that at 6:30. But we've got a lot of unfinished business to determine who that's going to be right now. We're in the fourth, no score. Leading it off, 4. Eddieville Blakesburg, Jevin Jensen, their left fielder. Monday night, I'm going to be in Sharon. Sharon takes on Centerville. Chargers ranked 7th in the state of Iowa in 3A. High pop-up. Sanders moves over it short, puts it away.
It's interesting to see. One thing I love about baseball is that so many things don't change, and that's, a pop-up in the infield. The shortstop is going to take it if he absolutely can, almost wherever he is, and they played that beautifully. O'Leary had a chance at it, but Vic said, no, I've got it, and I like that those some of those traditions that make sense.
Strike by Ethan Gray to Trevor Schwartz here. Their shortstop, good shortstop too. In a nice plate in the last inning. Here's the pitch from Ethan. That's in the dirt. Bounce that one.
You know, the one thing I notice about both these teams, they are loaded with multiple sport athletes. I don't know if there's an athlete on either one of these teams that doesn't play at least two. Some play three and four sports.
They're just good athletes, you're right.
Yeah, they can just do anything.
One ball, two strikes. Schwartz is one of their outstanding pitchers, too. He's a 248 hitter, but he is one of that stable of pitchers they have with Van Brook and Schwartz and, of course, Levi Johnson and Louis Winkleman. But Rod Ashman's got to be thrilled with how Levi's pitching tonight. High fly ball to center. Brett Leshen moves over to his left, makes the play. Two down.
You know, you watch Brett, and he is so effortless. He plays football that way. He wrestles that way. He runs track that way. You look at him, and he just doesn't look like he's doing much of anything until, you know, he finishes a sub 50 400 meters or something. You know,
Maynes is a matter. Cole Maynes. That's a great point, Dave. And I'm gonna, you'd expect me to say this. I'll tell you who plays like that on the pro level. Of course, you can't compare these kids to pros. Carlos Beltran. For the Cardinals, right field, of course, he was terrific for Houston for years, the Mets. And sometimes people used to say about Carlos, you know, he's not really putting out very hard here. He's not giving 100%, but it's because he's so graceful and he's such a good athlete, it just looks that way. Great play by Osing on one hop, long throw. There you go, Dave. There's your man. Great play.
It was a really good, really fine play at third base. And he played that right. Had he let that come to him, that would have gone in for a hit. And he got it before it took another hop.
Again, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Bottom of the fourth already. It's Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, nothing, Albia, nothing in this district championship game. We'll be right back. Dave Paxton here with Truly Rich Crimes. Or as I referred to Dave earlier, since he's dropping in and helping me tonight, Mr. Manna from Heaven. So there. We'll be right back.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Bottom of the fourth, Austin Luce leads it off for Albia here. No score district title game. Twin Cedars leads bottom of the third over Pleasantville 3-0. The winner of that game, Dave, is right here next Tuesday night for a right to go to the state tournament.
You know, we don't give enough credit to the great people that built this facility, and we get all these district games, get to host all these various games, and without a field like this, we wouldn't be doing it.
One ball, one strike, and next year they're going to have a different press box. And that will be nice. They're going to do a lot of renovation.
I understand
here.
You're going to be on a stepladder out in center field.
That's right. Well, a couple of games this year, it's been pretty close to that.
Well, you said you liked it in Centerville, you got to do it out there.
Randy loved that seat in Centerville. We were behind the center field fence. In fact, I don't know if you heard this. We got there, and they said, we're putting you out beyond center field, 3-0 to Luce, by the way. Takes the strike. And Randy saw this 7-foot outfield fence, and he said to me before the game, right on the air, he said, I was wondering when they said that how we were going to call the game when we can't see it. My initial comment was, well, a lot of people think we're calling a different game anyway. Pop up, second baseman, Boyles goes over, makes foot out, one down. Here's Grabbers. Gabe hit the ball a long way the first time out on the left field, but the left fielder put it away. He's 0-for-1.
My wife and I are listening to the pregame with Boyd, and when he described Gabe as a warrior, he said he's still got a bad knee, but he's a grabber. He's a warrior.
Yeah, I like that
Boyd,
too.
He hit it right on the head. He's a warrior.
He always puts out 100%. Left-handed batter hits this one mile high, and that's going to go back behind his first strike. And, of course, I'm going to give you a riddle now. What is Boyd Britton, who our good friend Boyd Britton, what's his favorite word?
Absolutely.
That's right. You win. You get a new car on that one. Strike one to Gabe. Here's a pitch from Louie Johnson. There's a big breaking ball. Didn't come down that time for him. 1-1. Bottom of the fourth, no score in this district title game. 19 years he's coached. That's like quickly, hasn't it? That's just here.
Yep.
Louie Johnson takes a long look into his catcher at Worcester. There's the pitch.
Sorry.
Missed 2-1. Two balls, one strike. You're going to help me do a commercial or two here in a minute, too. Great play that time by Boyles, and he still gets Grabbers, and Gabe is beside himself. But I'll tell you what, you have to take your hat off to Jackson Boyles. Gabe's hit it twice, just right on the button, Dave. That looked like it was going through, and Boyles got a glove on it, and what happened?
He just knocked it down and stayed with the ball. You see that more at third base than you do at second base, where the third baseman just knocks the ball down, and there's many, many pitches or balls hit that a third baseman doesn't feel cleanly, and they have time. Second base is a little different.
Are we seeing some good defense tonight from
both
these
balls?
Oh, my
gosh, yes.
Ball one down to Griffin Osing. Griffin could change this scoreless game pretty quick.
Well, he singled in his first at bat.
There's a big breaking ball.
Breaking curve.
1-1.
I'm not sure what you do with that pitch, even if you do swing at it. You're going to hit it off to the... You might be able to punch it between first and second.
This time he fouls it off
like
to the right.
Same pitch, and it's going to go off to the right.
Here, let me throw this idea at you. You know you're going to get it. Do you set maybe on the curveball instead of the fastball and set on it, wait for it, and try to drive it?
Yeah, boy, that's a tough pitch coming in there.
One ball, two strikes. Pitch from him. There's a chopper, hit to third. Third baseman Schwartz, long throw. There we go again, three up, three down. Great defense. We head to the fourth here, Dave, and it's still no score. We head to the fifth, rather. No score, and this game is only
45 minutes long.
45 minutes, and we're in the fifth inning, and there's no score. Albie only has in the game three hits, and Eddyville one. Now, I'm going to get you in here on a commercial for the Albie Brewery Company. Now, you've eaten there, and
I have.
Tell me why all of our listeners should eat there.
Oh, I mean, well, the
this is your big chance.
Brian and Barbara are the most gracious hosts. Their waitresses are well-trained and friendly. Their pizza is phenomenal. Their sandwiches are great. Mm. It is the pictures on the wall are friendly and fun to look at. It's just a fun place to be.
And they've got carry out. The carry out's great. A lot of people carry out there. Appetizers are wonderful.
We had I ran into some folks from Cedar Rapids that were just eating there. We were at the theater, and they wandered through, and they were just raving about how much fun that was. So
they're terrific. Speaking of terrific, another place we want to mention is none other than Leffler Dirt Works. They're there for all your bulldozing. How do you go from a restaurant to Dirt Works? I don't know. But Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirt Works has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers. Boy, we've come a long way. To provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirt Works. 641-226-2231. They're the proud sponsor, one of many, for the Eddyville Rockets. You did that of your brewery company.
I got to tell you, the Leopard name is also a name of fine athletes in the Eddyville area, too.
And has been forever.
Lots, yeah. Well, yeah, actually, Blakesburg area, too. And they're just tremendous athletes over there.
Absolutely. Especially baseball. Louis Winkleman's up there now, left-handed. Batter, 1-1. Louis.
Boy, I know Louis. I mean, they got Eddyville. Blakesburg has some kids that are built. They are just blocks out there.
You know, Louis has only hit 185 on the year and was playing, getting spot duty early in the year. He's been getting a lot of games played here of late. Oh, that just missed, Dave.
You know, well, you don't, as a pitcher, you just don't want to walk those 8-9 batters.
No.
So make him hit the ball. Make him put the ball in play.
Here's the 3-1 pitch from Ethan Gray. There's the fastball. Good fastball that time. Took a little bit off that, I think, though. 3-2. Winkleman has been a surprise for them. He's one of that stable pitchers I mentioned. And he wears his cap in such a unique way. If you watch him in the field, he's, of course, DHing in this game. It's a chopper foul.
You know, you watch Ethan, last game we got to watch Vic. They are polar opposite pitchers in their approach to the mound. And Ethan takes about a second and a half, and he's ready to pitch. And Vic will frustrate the jeebers out of the opposing because of his. He's just very careful. So it's fun to watch different guys who have different approaches to the game.
They really have different approaches. That's not the ball. That's not what you want with nobody out. Winkleman, the number 8 hitter, gets the base on ball, as you mentioned. And here's Trevor Barnett. He's 0-for-1.
And he hit hard last time. He hit hard to the second baseman, and O'Leary made a nice play on a ball hit by him. You got to look for a bunt here, don't you, Rich?
Yeah, and the nice opportunity here for Albia is, even with the bunt, Winkleman is very slow at first. He does not have good speed. He probably is the Ernie Lombardi of Southern Iowa baseball. There's the bunt. Ethan Gray gets over, a long throw to second, and oh my goodness!
Pulled him off.
And there you saw what I was talking about, not good speed. Ethan fielded it nicely, but he was going away from second base. He fired it back there, but his throw pulled O'Leary off. Had it not pulled him, I think they had him, Dave.
Yeah. Hit that difficult play, and yet he had the right instincts. He just couldn't get it done.
Winkleman doesn't have much speed, and if that throw would have been there, but it was a tough play from his angle, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got the top of the order, and Jackson singled his last time up.
2-1, nobody out, and I think you've got to expect a bunt here. He squares, Boyles does to bunt. Here's the pitch. He puts it down, right back to Gray. The throw to third got him. The throw back to first, not in time, but that's the big put out right there. Ethan that time fielded a bunt. Osing was right on the bag. They threw him out. Osing made it somewhat close at first with that strong arm of his, but now there's one out. That was a big play there. And it's up to Corey Archer here with runners at first and second. You know who's on deck, too, don't you?
Yes, sir. And we do not want another base, anybody else on base here.
How about the old double play? Choking up this time is Archer, and Gray steps off. Now, you look down there at Barnett at second base. He doesn't have a lot of speed. So they have to be careful if they do bunt, that they don't run into force out again. Sanders holds him a little bit. Here's the pitch. There's a foul ball hit off to the left.
Archer got a terrific cut on that. And the ball was perfectly pitched inside right on his handles, but he got around on that quick.
That's a good thing, too. Well, he's hitting about 350 on the year. He's got some pop in his bat. Chokes up. Waves the bat around a little bit, up into the front of the box. He wants time. Christian Bambrick on deck, and then Worcester. Critical point in this ball game right now, Dave. No score.
Yeah, this is huge.
Gray's really got to reach down now.
Because there's no room on the bases after this guy.
Here's the pitch. Just outside.
Boy, that was a nice pitch right there.
1-1. That's a pitch you'd like to at least see the batter chase a little bit. It wasn't that bad. 1-1. See where Gravert sets up this time. Looking for the fastball. Gets it. Fouled it off to the right. And Luce gives chase, but it's just out of play into the Albia crowd over on the right field line. 1-2. Ethan's got him set up now. Strikeout would be very, very big here. 1-2. One thing I've noticed a lot about Bambrook, who's on deck, Dave, he's got good power, but he hits to the right side a lot. He's almost a battery you can almost put a shift on. I've seen that a lot of him this year. The pitch, swing, man. Boy, that was big.
He just, Ethan had him completely fooled on that pitch. I think he was looking for a fastball, and that ball went, I mean, clearly that was out of the strike zone. And you just wonder, a kid as careful as Archer, all of a sudden he chases the ball. There's something that he saw coming out of Ethan's hand that he thought that ball was going to come down the plate, and he decided to swing on it already.
He looked pretty bad on that. Dalby looked great. Two strikes now, two strikeouts for Ethan Gray, and here's the big stick, Christian Bambrook.
You know, between Craig Larkin and Christian Bambrook, it's like these guys had a 15-year contract with Bill Blakeford. And they just, those guys, and they're such good athletes and great baseball players, and they've just been here forever.
There's a pitch, foul off to the right, strike one. So Ethan's ahead of Bambrook. Bambrook, in this situation, he's a senior. As you said, he's just a terrific talent. He's got to be drooling with two on here in a scoreless game. This is an opportunity for him to get his team on top. Ethan's a great competitor, though. He'll challenge him. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit to O'Leary. He's got it. The throw. In time, and that retires the side. And did you notice Dave Austin got down? He wanted to make sure that ball was going to stay in front of him.
He, you know, that was a difficult, that ball was hard hit. It was skipping. And I'm very thankful for the fact that we have built such smooth dirt. Infield there, because that ball could have gone anywhere, and you're right, O'Leary got down, and it wasn't going to go through, and he had plenty of time, but he fielded it perfectly.
Boy, that was big. Big, big putout.
No runs on no hits, one error.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. District Championship Baseball here at Alvia. No score. Great ball game. Still time if you're in the area to come on out. You're going to see probably what we would say in horse racing, a photo finish. It looks like that now.
You know, I love to watch baseball, and I was such an average player as a high school kid, but I love to imitate. And I was a pitcher, and about every other week I would have another pitching style. And at one week it was Louis Tiant, and the next week it was Tom Seaver, and Gaylord Perry tried to throw spitballs.
Oh, did you really?
But I saw McCutcheon, the great player for the Pirates, who has the ability to duplicate, copy just about any player in the league. And he was on SportsCenter the other night. I was watching. It was so much fun. And you know, and I think kids still watch the bigs and to see how they do things, and they'll try different things and until they create their own style. And it's what makes this game so much fun.
I remember trying to copy Stan Musial's style years ago. You know, Stan had that little peekaboo style and that crouch. I gave that up quick.
Well, I was Carl Yastrzemski for about 2 days, and I couldn't get the bat through at all. Bryce Leshen's up, Rich.
Bryce Leshen has really played well here late in the year. A lot of speed. Fouls this off strike one. And he will only be a sophomore. He's actually a freshman in eligibility, but he's got a good baseball future ahead of him.
Very rare to see a freshman at any level, at the 2A, 3A level, that plays as a freshman.
Pitch from Levi Johnson. There's that big curveball.
That was a great pitch. Oh, my gosh.
0-2. I really think that's how I would approach this right now, is try to sit on that curveball. I don't think his fastball was that problematic. He missed on that one, but he came back with it.
That was that left-handed screwball, I think, that he tried to throw there, and it got way inside, about clunked Bryce on the head.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and he comes back with it. Just missed this time. He's really loading up on it now, almost every pitch.
I think you just have to, you're right, I think you have to look for that big curve and try to figure out what to do with it.
Leshen crowding the plate. Here's the pitch, low in the dirt. 3-2. Now, this is a big pitch here. Leshen has good speed. Bottom of the fifth, no score. If he can get on even via the walk, you can maybe go to a little small ball trying to manufacture a run. Here's the pitch on the way. He skies it.
That's
Cole Mays. He's very sure-handed out there, the right fielder, one down. Hand it to Levi Johnston. He got the putout, came back at the putout. Both these pitchers tonight have really looked great. Vic Sanders, Vic's 0 for 1. Dave, this game has been everything we'd hoped for as far as an exciting game.
Oh, it's just a wonderful game.
There's a fastball right at the knee, strike one. Vic looked like he was taking that one all the way. State tournament gets underway next Friday with 1A action. Here's the pitch from Levi. Breaking ball misses that time.
Just inside.
2A, these clubs, if they would go and get into the state tournament, either one of these teams, actually, they do not play till a week from Monday in Des Moines at Principal Park. There's a strike.
That was a screwball, Rich. And that's kind of a rarity. Usually lefties will throw that screwball to a right-handed hitter, and that thing really floated around.
And actually, that looked pretty good, but they call it a ball. Now it's strike two, 2-2. That was a pretty good pitch, though, that one before. 2-2. There's no question Johnson's in a rhythm right now. Two balls and two strikes. We're going to be looking for an update on Twin Cedars shortly. Haven't had one. Strike three, and he just absolutely fooled Sanders that time. Two down, it's O'Leary. Runs are going to be hard to come by here, Dave.
You know, I'm sure there are people in the radio audience and around the park here tonight that were wondering why Coach Ashman was not pitching Vanbrook, but I think we have the answer here.
He runs one in on the fist to O'Leary, second baseman over to Boyle, three up, three down, nothing doing for Albia. We head, Dave, to the sixth inning. District title game, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, nothing, Albia, nothing. Couldn't be a better ball game. We'll be back right after this.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Ho, ho, ho.
That reminds me of one of my favorite activities, shopping.
It should, because it's our Christmas in July special, going on now through the end of the month at Barker Implement. You can save jingle on all John Deere merchandise, including toys for the kids, tools for the hubby, and maybe even new John Deere wardrobe for yourself.
That's a fa-la-la-la lot to keep me jolly.
Learn more about saving 10% during Christmas in July by visiting ebarkers.com or any of our 8 Barker Implement locations.
Powered by green, driven by values.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Rich Grimes along with Dave Paxton. Glad to have Dave here with us tonight. And he loves baseball, and you're doing a great job, as always.
Thank you, Rich.
Sixth inning, no score, district championship game. I want to remind you, the winner of this game goes to Fairfield Tuesday night to take on either Mediapolis or Mid-Prairie of Wellman for the right to go to the state tournament at Principal Park. And we'll have that game for you. We'll be on the air at 6:30. Chance Worstel leads it off here in the sixth against Ethan Gray. The Eddieville catcher lies shot right at Austin O'Leary, one down. He hit that hard, Dave.
Well, Chance Worst is just built to hit. I mean, you look at him, he's built to play football, he's built to wrestle, he hit that hard and right to O'Leary.
Here's Jevin Jensen. 0 for 2.
Two infield flyouts.
Ethan Gray goes to work. Good breaking ball.
Great curveball, yep.
Strike one, not to be outdone by Levi Johnson. Ethan will not throw it near as much as Levi, and Levi's got a better curveball. Although that's another dandy. Your
curse curl.
0-2.
I love that when a young pitcher has that much confidence in his curve.
He's really got him set up. Gabe sets up on the outside. Strike him out.
Three straight breaking pitches.
We're getting a nice pitching clinic tonight, aren't we?
You know, I don't say, as an old pitcher, you don't give near enough credit to your catcher. And most baseball catchers still call the pitches for the pitchers, where in softball, basically the coach will call. But Gabe, he had that figured out.
And we're seeing two good catchers tonight, and Gabe Grabber and Chance Worstel.
That's the fourth straight curveball.
And he didn't miss by much there. One ball, no strikes. Gray gets the signal from Gabe. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball, high ball, two. want to remind you, we'll have that game Tuesday night, but Monday night we'll have the Sharon, they're ranked 7th in 3A, taking on Centerville. Be on the air at 6:30. Swing and a miss, strike one. And the way things are stacking up, if Sharon wins that game, we would have their game probably against Fairfield next Thursday at 6:32. Strike!
You know, it is so fun to watch this pitcher-catcher duo right here. Right now, Ethan Gray is, wherever Gabe Gravert sets up, he's hitting the mitt. It's really fun to watch.
There's a 2-2 pitch. Struck him out! Schwartz down swinging. And Gray looks extremely sharp that inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the sixth, no score. District championship game, Alpia and Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. What can you say?
Well, I say that vacations are highly overrated, and I'm really glad that I got back today.
I'm glad you came back, too. I do want to mention, Dave, Twin Cedars, if they win tonight, they'll play here next Tuesday night. So actually, we'll be following the Alvia Eddieville, whoever wins this, as they go Tuesday to Fairfield.
You could pretty much pitch a tent out here because we got Babe Ruth State Tournament, and we got this game. And then
TC would play here Tuesday
Monday,
night.
Tuesday night, yep.
And we're going to do a split broadcast there. But golly, in the movie, as you said, give us the pitch.
Oh, it's nothing but baseball this week. Wednesday, Thursday, double feature at the King Opera House, 6 o'clock, the Jackie Robinson story, the original 1950 version. Color.
It's
a color
it
version.
Is color.
Starring Jackie Robinson and female
Ruby D.
And then at 7:30 will be the 42, the great, great movie.
Harrison Ford.
I just think one of the best movies ever. Really good, fine film. So it'll be a double feature both nights, and we're giving away stuff, and it'll be fun.
Anybody who comes Wednesday or Thursday night, free will offering, too, so
yeah,
free. If session stand will be open, air conditioned, that'll be good. Can't beat it.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be disappointed with those movies.
I don't think so. And for you older people that grew up with Jackie Robinson and don't remember that 1950 movie, it's a lot of fun to watch that, too.
Yeah.
Different era, it'll look different, but still a great, great message.
Bring all your kids, your grandkids, you. It's one for all ages, both of them, and you won't want to miss it when you want to see a full house.
You know, the amazing thing about that story, Rich, and you're like this, when I was fifth, sixth grade, we didn't have TV, and we did have black and white. We didn't get to watch a lot of TV, and honestly, I didn't know what color those guys were. They were just major league ball.
They were all black and white.
I wanted to be Willie Mays, you know.
Here's the first pitch now, and Hugh Sinclair leaves it up top of the order for Alvia. They need to do something here, Dave. Levi Johnson, what an outing he's had for Eddieville. Swing and a miss, strike two, and they're just...
He's just getting stronger as the night goes on.
Yeah, and he's a strong kid. He's a big, stocky kid, left-hander. He's going to work quickly now. The pitch from Levi Johnson, the breaking ball, and here I'm Hugh up. He and Noah heading there. One down. Here's Ethan Gray. My.
The thing that Johnson has, I keep going back to this, he has two speeds, two curveballs that look completely different, and it's hard to figure that out, which one's going to come at you.
Here's the pitch on the way, Ethan. There's a big curve missed that time. Rod Ashman is a good guy. I know him well, and he's the Eddieville coach, and he made a fantastic decision on going with this guy tonight. That's fouled away for a strike one.
That was a screwball again. That was a hook at the end. The other thing about that screwball, it tends to flare up, too.
Yes,
so
it does.
It's coming out of the strike zone.
Well, I look at that movement on that pitch. Right back to Johnson from Gray over to first, two down. That ball moved right at the end. Beautiful pitch. Two up, two down. Here's Brett Lesh. And I'm beginning to think, Dave, although one run may win this ball game.
Oh, I think so. And it might be in the eighth or ninth inning, too. You never know.
Well, maybe we'll get to do a call like Jack Buck did, you know, go crazy, folks, or something. We'll get a long ball, hit it out. Because it's beginning to look like it may take that for either team.
The thing I'm noticing about Johnson is his balls are up in the strike zone, but they're moving. They're moving.
Great late movement, isn't it? Like that.
Nice curveball.
Strike two. I'll be way on the front. I still think they've got to just get them in the front of the box and set on that. 0-2 pitch to Brett Lesh. one pitch will change this game in some form. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a ground ball hit to the second baseman. He bobbles it. He's going to have to hurry. There's a throw. Not in time. Brett Leshner, there's that speed you talk about, Dave. And that time the second baseman, Boyles, just didn't get it cleanly, and that's an error on their second baseman, and Albia has a base runner.
That baseball coming off that grass will speed up, and then it hits that. It took one hop on the dirt, and then it just ate him up right there.
Well, not wanting to coach here for Boyd Britton, but I think this is a situation you maybe have to try to steal a run. The pitch to lose just missed inside on that breaking pitch. Royce has got a great arm behind the plate, and of course you're looking at the left-handed pitcher who is tougher to steal with. But Leshen might be able to challenge him here. Short lead, though, the pitch. There's a little Texas leaguer out to the shortstop. He'll put it away on the edge of the grass. Didn't get a chance to run. And Albia strands one. No hits in the inning. One error, one left. Dave, we head to the seventh. Which you know what that means. It's just like the ninth in a major league game.
And 1 hour and 5 minutes into six innings. This is the way softball used to be played before they went to the 43-foot mound. You were about done with.
Yeah.
You were calling in your pizza order at
that
time.
Seventh inning. We're going to keep it right here now. Eddieville's got a meeting over in front of their dugout. They are trying to regroup here. They don't have to regroup, but they're trying to get a little extra charge here as they go to the seventh. They know that if they don't get anything here, the best they can hope for is extra innings.
Well, and you know, I don't know what it means much, but they're at the bottom three of their order, and Albia is right at the heart of their order. They're right. They got Gravert, Griffin, Gravert, Osing, and Leshen, Bryce Leshen next inning, and the Rockets are at 7-8-9.
Top of the seventh, and we're ready to go here. What a great game! District championship. This is everything you want in a championship game.
Just a beautiful game. Great night. Great crowds.
And for one of these teams, it's going to be a great outcome. And somebody else is going to be sorely disappointed. And it's an old cliche, but it's too bad anybody has to lose this game.
Well, and the other unfortunate part of this night is the fact that we're playing alumni football in Eddieville tonight, Albia against Eddieville Lakeford Fremont in alumni football, and tough to compete.
Absolutely. Coleman steps to the plate for Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. What's he done on the night, Dave?
Grounded to second base, grounded to third base.
Look at the crowd here tonight.
Yeah, it's very good.
Coleman up in the front of the box, right-handed batter. Number 17, Ethan Gray has been superb tonight for Albia. Swing. Foul tip, strike one.
You know, that pitch was... That was an unhittable. He got a little bit. He fouled it off, but that unhittable pitch, Gabe set up right on the inside corner, and Ethan just dropped it right into the mitt.
Maine's a 218 hitter, as you said there at the bottom of the lineup. So many times you get into a tournament play, and there's always an unsung hero, though, in these kind of situations. Ground ball to Vic Sanders. Nice play. Oh, he bobbles it. There's the throw in time. And he made that an adventure, didn't he?
I'm telling you what. You know how Vic is? He's one of those athletes, too, that looks effortless. He got that throw once he bobbled it. He had it over there in a real big hurry. And Austin Luce has been doing that kind of stretch all season long.
He's a great first baseman. Looked like Vic bobbled that in the exchange, Dave.
Yeah, from his glove to his hand,
right.
His throwing hand. He fielded it cleanly.
Here's the guy you've got to worry about. Winkleman is not a high average hitter, but he's got some power. He's a strong hitter. Fouls it right back over ahead, strike one. Trenton Barnett on deck. Seventh inning, no score district title game. The winner of this plays Mid-Prairie or Mediapolis Tuesday night at Fairfield. We'll be on the air at 6:30, no matter how this goes, with the right to go to state for one of these teams. One ball, one strike. And after the game, we'll give you a complete look at how it all stacks up on our broadcast next week. We're going to be talking to coaches after the game, too. Ethan's rubbing up the ball out there. I tell you, I went into Centerville last night, Pat Doherty Field, Dave, and when Bill Huseman came out with the balls for the Keokuk Sharon game, Bill had taken all the baseballs, which you get in the major league, and he'd rubbed them all up with the little dirt that you know they do in the major leagues before they use them. You don't see that much done at high school level. Good. pitch, that time from Ethan Gray. Strike two. He's got Winkleman now, 2-2, one out.
40 years ago at Grinnell, I happened to be pitching, and they provided us with rubber-coated balls. It was slippery, it was grease, a hot, humid day, and I reached down and grabbed a bunch of dirt and started to grind it in, and the umpire came out and threatened to throw me out of the game.
3-2 pitch now from Ethan Gray. Popped up, that's going to go back and out of play. Good hustle by Gabe Grabber, but just behind it. You know how you have to do the plastic balls, don't you? You got to take it on your belt buckle and put a little nick on it.
Oh, it was nasty. I'll never forget that. I don't know if Grinnell had a funding problem that, or they sent them a little league batch of balls or something, but it was awful.
We bought a bunch of baseballs from Haiti once, and you hit them once, and they were lopsided. It was a 3-2 pitch. Oh, my. Man, that ball looked like it was right there, and Ethan Gray is beside himself. And the umpire keeps nodding at him, but there's Winkleman at first. Here's the good news again, as I said last time. He has no speed at first. Here's Barnett. Boy, you don't want to give that free pass in a scoreless game, though, do you?
Well, you're in a bunt situation, too, and you got Jackson Boyles up, and he's one of the guys that has a hit.
Yeah, Barnett's up now, though. Let's hope we can get a double play here. How would that be? Here's the pitch. Popped up. There's going to be a tough play. Coming in is Bryce Lesh, and he'll put it away. Good job by Bryce. They hold Winkleman two away. That's big out there, Dave. And now Jackson Boyles is up. And as you mentioned, he's got a base hit, doesn't he?
Yes. He's been really the only effective offensive player for the Rockets tonight.
Well, you certainly want to get him out here. And you're hoping that if you're Floyd Britton, that Albia would score a run in the bottom of the seventh. Because if you don't, we're going to see 2, 3, and 4 in the eighth if we go extra innings.
And Boyles is—he seems to be a pull hitter. He's a right-handed batter that he wants to hit to the second base side.
He's only a sophomore. Only hits 227 on the year. With two out, short lead by Winkleman. Nice stop by Grabert. That was in the dirt. Winkleman is no threat to steal. I make him sound like a turtle. I don't mean to do that.
He's an athlete. I mean, he's a good old football player, too, but not against Gabe Gregory.
That's why you don't have linemen be running backs, right?
Well, I mean, there aren't a whole lot of people that are going to steal against Gabe Gregory either.
2-0. Ethan's struggling a little bit. The adrenaline may be a little too high here. Here's a pitch. There's a fastball. 2-1. Outfield. Pretty much straight away here. Infield at regular depth. O'Leary on the edge of the grass at second. Sanders playing deep at short. Now he comes in a few feet. Here's the pitch. Fly ball. That's hit out to Lesh and right. He'll move over. He'll put this away. He does for out number three. Eddieville gets a man on via the walk. They strand him. We go to the bottom of the seventh. District championship game. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Nothing. Albia, nothing. Eddieville kind of run a limit. And we're going to keep it right here with this. I want to thank our sponsors, though, again, Albia Brewery, of course, and a whole host. I know, Greg, you've just been pulling loads of them in there. And we've had lots of great sponsors for Twin Cedars and Eddieville and all sorts of them here.
There was a really interesting article in the Des Moines Register last week about the number of pitches, what's the proper number of pitches for a high school pitcher. And there are a couple kids that are outstanding that would pitch into the 130 to 140 pitches a game. Typically, they'll pitch 100. I don't know what the pitch count is tonight, but I'll bet neither one of these guys have pitched 85 pitches.
No.
They have been so efficient. A lot of ground balls, not a ton of strikeouts, but they're both throwing like they could go another couple of innings. They're just very strong.
Well, we haven't had many hits in this game. I think Albie has, what, three hits?
Albie has three, and I think Eddieville has one.
One hit off Ethan Gray. One hit. We haven't had many strikeouts. Certainly, Johnson's striking a lot of Blue Demon hitters. Ethan hasn't struck out many, but the Albia defense has been terrific tonight.
I'm counting up the strikeouts. Ethan, one.
Johnson.
Three. Ethan has three, and Johnson has four.
Four, so really not that many either. Yeah. These two guys have been terrific tonight. Bottom of the seventh. How about a walk-off home run in this game, Dave?
Well, Well, it could happen. Gabe has hit the ball hard both times. He flew out, and then they made a great stop on a ball he hit through the second baseman.
Takes the ball. Gabe's got a good eye.
There's that big off-speed curveball.
Gravert, Osing, and Lechen coming to the plate. Here's the pitch.
Wide shot, that's the base. Hit it there.
That's right. For...
Gravert takes the turn. He's going to hold a big turn and a heck of a play. Boy, did Corey Archer get that in quickly, Dave.
Archer was, yeah, I think they were playing Gabe to hit, to pull hit again.
Which he had done.
That he had done, and boy, he just ripped that, and Archer made a great run, great play there.
I don't like me. I thought it was going to be a double.
Oh, I do, too, and I love great outfield play. You know, we put our, in Little League, we put our, maybe our not the most accomplished players in the outfield. When you get to the high school level, unless you have a great outfield, bad things happen. And,
that's right.
And Archer held that to one base.
Boy, Gabe's hit the ball hard three times tonight. Jacob Langer running at first base for Grabber. Good speed on the bases now, and you've got Osing up here. And Osing has got a lot of pop in that bat, Dave. He's been red hot until last week, and they really cooled off. He was over-swinging, frankly, a little bit. And I'll tell you what's interesting. He's been batting fifth most of the year. Boyd Britton dropped him to sixth for this game. And he's up here in that spot.
Well, he'd be two for two except for an unbelievable play by the Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont third baseman. So,
good lead by Langer. Here's the pitch from Johnson. There's a hard hit. One base hit to left. Langer will stop at second, and Albion's two on, nobody out here as Osing singles.
And he hit that big, that off-speed curveball, which Albion has just suffered with. And he waited for it, and he was looking for it, Rich. I think he really was.
I think that's the key. I think you have to look for that pitch. And Rod Ashman's going out to talk to Levi Johnston. And I think he's going to make a pitching change here. He's calling in Christian Vanbrook, and I think that's a good move by Rod. No matter how it turns out, I think that's a good move. Levi Johnston has pitched a superb game for Eddieville, Dave. But you've got to go to a smoke here, and that's Christian Vanbrook.
Yeah, Levi is going to leave with four strikeouts, five hits. He gave up five hits, and I do not believe he gave up, has not given up a walk.
Outstanding game. He can't be the winner. He could be the loser. Vanbrook is at first base, and that's Levi's natural position, so they'll switch. And, of course, with two on, nobody out for Albia, Rod Ashman wants his flamethrower in there, and that's Christian Vanbrook. And what numbers he's had on the season. Vanbrook comes in at 7-3 on the year. He's pitched 65 and a third innings. He's pitched more than any other Eddieville pitcher.
Is his number 80, by the way?
His number is 20.
Oh, 20. Okay, it looks like my eyesight is failing me.
1.39 ERA.
How many strikeouts?
He has struck out 116 and 65 and a third innings.
Wow.
That says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And opponents have only hit 156 on him.
You know, the look, you know, you're going from a left-hander who kind of had a little bit more deliberate delivery. Levi pitched quickly, but Vanbrook just explodes. His emotion is just explosive.
And he knows what's on his shoulders right now, and that's going to make him even tougher. The nice thing here is, Dave, Albia's got the winning run at second base, good speed and Langer. Bryce Lechen, who makes good contacts up there. Will Albia be hitting away? Will Boyd Britton have him hitting away or trying to move those runners into third base?
I think you got to move, try to bunt at least once.
Particularly against Vanbrook.
Yeah.
And Leshen's got enough speed. If he gets a good one down, you could end up with the bases loaded.
Well, and then you got Vic coming up who hits from the left side, and that's a little better position to hit.
Well, if you can advance that runner to third, then you bring the squeeze into play, too. Albia's got an opportunity to win this. They've got first and second. Nobody out. Bryce Lechen up. Vanbrook's on in relief of Johnson. There's the button. He fouls this one way back. Strike one and hits somebody's car, and that's why I park over there.
When you're throwing it 90 miles an hour almost, the foul ball off a bunt will go a ways.
It sure did. Boy, he's got to get this down. You switch off here, I think you still try to put it down.
You got to put it down.
Vanbrook from the bell. Here's the pitch. And
back.
He backed off that, 1-1. Boy, he is throwing hard, Dave. Be nice to have a radar gun on him right now.
I mean, you talk about the pressure on Christian. He's been here. He's an OKT veteran. The pressure is on young freshman Bryce Lechen, who
He's pretty cool out there.
And he is going to bunt. Here's the pitch, and he puts it down. Didn't have a good bat angle there, and he's got to get that bat out in front of the plate. He didn't do it that time.
And, you know, again, Christian Vanbrugh throws it out of the strike zone. That's what you do. You either throw it right into their chest or you throw it outside, and so now Bryce has to hit away.
I'm still not sure I wouldn't try to put one down, even though he's got two strikes. Sometimes the best thing that happens, though, is you don't get the bunt down, you hit away, and you get hit. And now Wurst is going out to talk to Vanbrugh. Vanbrugh's got a good curveball, but it's not what we saw from Johnston.
No.
They want to make sure they're on the same page here. What a big point in this game. Nobody out. Two on. No score. Bottom of the seventh district championship. Christian Vanbrugh facing Bryce Leshen. He'll hit this time. Here's the pitch. High ball two. Two and two.
You know, he has not put a ball in the strike zone yet.
Mm-mm.
But he has two strikes out of the four pitches.
Yeah, that's even better. Here's the pitch. And Leshen strikes out. One down. That's a big strikeout right there. Here's the left-handed batter, Vic Sanders. You think these coaches are biting their nails a little bit at this point? Vic takes his time. He'll step in. Left-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher, Vanbrugh. Vic's going to try to put one down. That's way inside, ball one.
You know, that was a beautiful pitch that, you know, as a pitcher, you're schooled. When they turn the bunt, you throw it outside. You dust them off inside.
That was not a good pitch to bunt at all, was it?
No.
One ball, no strikes to Vic. Pitch on the way. That's on the outside corner. Good fastball, one and one. You know, I'll go back to Oskaloosa, played Centerville last night. Oski led 1-0. Centerville rallied for 2 in the sixth. They brought in, I can't think of his name, Lendon or something like that. He struck out 7 in a row to seal the win 2-1. That's the kind of pitcher Vanbrugh is. Two balls, one strike. This is a big pitch. If he dropped behind 3-1 here, it could get real interesting. Pitch from Vanbrugh, and he does drop behind 3-1 to Sanders. Three balls, one strike. From an Eddyville perspective, Vanbrugh certainly doesn't want to put a man on here and load the bases. Here's the pitch. Wide shot out of the right. It's really hit. Right fielder goes back, makes the catch. Heck of a play by Means. That ball was tattooed, Dave, by Vic Sanders. It looked like it might carry a little further, didn't it?
Well, and the right fielder caught that running backwards. He did not make a good break on the ball, but he turned too early, and he was running straight backwards, which you don't want it. It was a great play by the right fielder.
Terrific, and Maines is like that. I wish they could have tagged on that, but they got it in quickly. Here's the pitch to O'Leary. It's a ball on. Well, it's up to Austin O'Leary, number 9 hitter, second baseman. He's had some clutch hits this year. He needs one now. The pitch from Vanbrugh. There's a chopper. Hit to the second baseman, Boyles. He'll get it. The throw in time, and they get out of the inning. Oh, my goodness. Albie got the first two in on with nobody out. They bring in Christian Vanbrugh. He retires 3 in a row. The big blow there, Dave. Sanders hit it so well, a couple of feet either way, and this game would be over. We're going extra innings, folks. District championship. No score. We'll be back right after this. International
Harvester. Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with 6 Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
to all of our listeners, certainly to our Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont listeners, Albie listeners, you've got to be very proud of your two clubs tonight. No score, legal extra innings, eighth inning. Albie had the best chance of the game for anybody, two on there in the bottom of the seventh, Dave, and Vic Sanders, and I was talking to you off the air, and this is not taking anything away from Bryce Lesher. If you get the butt down, Sanders' ball would have won the game. It would have been a sack fly, and it would have been 1-0.
It is a game. We have 300 feet, 300 feet, a lot of numbers in baseball, but it turns out it's a game of inches, and that, you're absolutely right.
Vic Sanders now is coming on to pitch for Albia. Ethan Gray will go to shortstop, so they're switching. Vic's had a good year. He's a much different type of pitcher than Ethan Gray. And Vic has had a good year. He's 6-2, but both starters, neither one of them can win now, Dave, and what a game they both pitched.
Oh, wonderful game.
Well, here we go. As Mike Shannon would say, Will Abner said it again. Here we go, extra innings, and it's the heart of the Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont order, Corey Archer. He's really up to the front of the plate, crowning it. Pitch from Sanders, pops it up on the infield. We'll call this. Looks like O'Leary. He's there, makes the play, one down. My.
Archer has had a tough night. Two strikeouts and ground outs, and now that pop-up.
Here's Christian Vanbrook. He did what you expect from a good relief pitcher. He came in and shut down the Albia opportunity to win the game, retiring 3 in a row. This is where he is, I think, even more dangerous when he turns into a free swinger in this.
480, he bets.
480 hitter this year. A pitch from Vic Sanders.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That looked pretty good.
Just low. He got, with the 6'5 Bambrook, he has some high knees, so I guess that's what that is.
One ball, no strikes. Vic goes to work. Big right-hander, the pitch on the way. There's a curveball, and that's just high. That was good, too. Ball two.
Gosh, that was a nice pitch.
Maybe our strike zone's narrowing here a little bit.
I don't know.
2-0. Boy, this is a tough spot when you're behind Bambrook, 2-0. There's the pitch. Ball three. 3-0.
You know what? He's pitching to him carefully, and this isn't the worst thing in the world that would happen to walk him.
Except worst always worries me.
Yeah.
There's a 3-0 pitch from Sanders. There's a strike right in there.
Nice,
3-1.
Nice curveball. That's amazing to go with a curveball. Gabe knew the pitch to call.
Well, the one thing you want to do here is keep it in the ballpark. Although Bambrook's more of a line drive hitter. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Strike two.
Oh, my.
And he had Bambrook bailing on that, Dave.
Completely fooled him.
3-2. Boy, this would be big here if he can get this strikeout. Sanders, long look into Gravert. The pitch by Vic Sanders. Here it is. And he just got a piece out and off to the right. Vic is one of these guys that doesn't seem to get shaken very easily.
Very calm, very deliberate in his approach to the mound.
The kind of guy that when he grows up would probably have low blood pressure. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Vic Sanders. Just missed low. He tried to overthrow that a little bit, Dave. Ball four, and that is the lead run now on for EBF. Bambrook at first. As I said, he's only stolen one base on the year. Here's Worcester. This is the guy that I think is their most dangerous hitter. Really.
Yeah, walking, two ground outs, two infield ground outs.
Checks down to Ashman at third. What do you expect here? They'll just let him play away, I think.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they have him bunt.
Vic Sanders, short lead by Bambrook. Sanders pitch, breaking ball right in there for a strike. What I like about that pitch, if he can locate it there, he's running it in on the right-handed batter. And if they do hit it, it's going to jam him.
Well, and a lot of times these guys are backing out just a little bit, and so if they do get the bat on the ball, it's not going to go anywhere.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. He squared the butt. Strike two.
And I don't... He pulled back, but it was a strike. It was a
right.
Gorgeous pitch.
Well, I certainly wouldn't give him much to hit here. I'm sure Gabe will set up on the outside corner. 0-2 pitch. Big pitch right here. Bambrook at first, one out. We're in the eighth, extra innings, district championship game. They do set up outside, way outside. He's release point, he's pulling that fastball nowadays. His best pitch right now is the curve.
Yeah, they were just wanting him to chase that ball, though, too.
1-2. Big pitch. From the belt. Vic Sanders, the delivery. Wow, he hit this a ton, and that's long out of here. foul ball. And that ball is out on the road beyond the ballpark, and you don't want to give him that one again. That's at least 40 feet. He probably hits that about 400 feet.
As my old catcher would say, that's just a long strike. And I never believed it. I would just...
And for Boyd Britton, it skips heartbeat, probably.
Wow.
One and two. Well, you want to make sure you don't put it there again. He hit that a ton, but foul. Here's the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball. He fouls this one off. That was hit so far, you couldn't do a home run call on that.
And it went out fast.
Very fast. No score, top of the eighth. Eddieville has a runner on here with one out. Where's it? Their cleanup hitter's up there. Well, these guys are tough to get out when you get into this spot with a batter like this. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Vic Sanders. He's going to step off. This is where Vic really thinks things over. And he's thinking, on deck for them, it's Jensen. But this is the guy right here. Chance Worcester.
He built a hit.
He's only a junior, too, Dave. That's a great stop by Gabe Grabber. 2-2. This is where you would really like to see Vic have a lot better fastball. You've got an adequate one, but you'd like to see something just buzz right by Worcester. Strong right-handed batter. Sanders checks the runner. The pitch on the way. Just missed outside. Full count. Boy, a walk could be getting Albie in a little trouble here if he puts him on. 3-2. This is a spot for a good breaking ball, Dave. I think I'd go to it.
I think he has sort of a breaking ball, too.
3-2 pitch. On the way. Here it is. Just missed again outside. Just missing. He is just missing.
The strike zone has tightened up.
It has. I mean, he's not getting any of those close calls at all. So Eddieville's got two on now, and they're going to get a runner in there for Worcester. Get some more speed at first, and that's going to be Tanner Allen. And Jensen's up there now. Two on, one out.
Struck out his last at bat, had a nice ground ball, sharp rounder to shortstop, and it's thrown out for now.
What do you think he'll do here?
One down, I think you got to move a runner into scoring position, I think. I mean, that's traditional baseball.
I would really like...
Your number four hitter, though, so I don't know how well he would bunt.
I would like to see Jensen. I think he's going to be hitting away here. Let's see what they do. He looks like he's starting to angle his bat a little bit, though, notice. Now they're going to step off. It'd be nice to get the force at third. Boy, two walks here, Dave.
The one thing you got at Vic is a tremendously accomplished fielding pitcher. So
the pitch on the Y, high fly ball, head out into center. Long way to go for Brett Lesh, and he's over, and he'll make the play. Good play by Brett. Ball stayed up there, and there's two down. Big, big out there. Here's Trevor Schwartz. Albie had a chance to win it in the bottom of the seventh. Eddieville's got a chance to take the lead here in the eighth. And here's Schwartz, the shortstop.
Schwartz has struck out. He hit a deep fly to Leshen in center field and hit a sharp grounder in the second inning to the shortstop.
He's only hit 200 on the year, Dave.
That's amazing. Because he's another one of these terrific all-around athletes for Eddieville Blake's Fremont.
With two out, anything hit, they're going to be on the wheels.
They got a bit of a shift going on in left field. Right center field is just wide open.
If he hits it out there, he'll run all day.
Yeah.
Sanders, long look at Bambrook, the pitch. A little bit low, ball one.
I do not see how that is not a strike, but he's consistent with it, though. That's what you want in an umpire.
One ball, no strikes. After this pitch, hopefully I'll tell you a little story about that. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Oh, man. 2-0. I think it was Casey Stengel that said he never questioned the integrity of an umpire. He said, their eyes I question. Here's the 2-0 pitch now coming in just a moment here to Schwartz. Walks have been a little bit of fix undoing this inning. The pitch on the way. Fouled this off strike one. He kept that ball up. Lucky to get by with that one.
You know, and I give again, Gabe credit for, he set him up on that outside, and it's the same pitch that got called for a ball, and this time Schwartz went after it. So,
boy, Leshen is awfully deep in right field now, and left and center not so deep, but they could drop one in there in front of him. Now he's coming in. The 2-1 pitch on the way. Foul to back, strike two. And one of the times he struck out, he was really chasing outside. You remember that?
That ball was going to be in the strike zone. It was up a little bit, but it was, I don't know if he, if that ball tailed a little bit. I don't think it was a curveball, but.
2-2, pitch coming. Two out, two on. Deuce is wild here. Top of the eighth. Vic Sanders from the belt. Here's the pitch to Schwartz. And he fouls this off to the right. He's hanging in there.
You know, Vic has had a couple of walks, but he has not thrown a bad pitch in this entire inning. Very close. He's hitting his spots. A couple of those balls that were called on him that, that caused the walks, Gabe never moved his mitt, you know. So
the big thing is he doesn't want to make one too good right here.
Right.
Schwartz is ready. The pitch on the way. And he really reached for that one, fouled that off, just staying alive. Jim Cagle goes over. The Albie assistant picks it up. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Eddieville has a lead run on his second base and another runner at first here in the top of the eighth.
With two outs, there's just a lot of things you can do. Have a lot of opportunities at every base if the ball's hit on the ground.
He's okay, Vic's going to step off again. I don't blame him. He's usually fairly slow, but this is the time to be thinking about what you really want to do. Steps back up. Ready to go. Both dugouts are right up on the edge, aren't they, Dave?
Oh, man.
Here's the 2-2 pitch from Sanders. Way high. Ball three.
Curveball floated. His elbow dropped a little bit right there. Just a little technical glitch on delivering that pitch. So,
three balls, two strikes. Runners will be going. Two out. Sanders checks the runner at second. They're not holding him. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball hits over in second. Makes a great play. There's the tag in time. For out number three, and Austin O'Leary made a great play on that one, Dave.
I've never seen a second baseman that feels from his knees more than Austin O'Leary, and he's quick as a cat. He's down on that knee so many times.
And he backhanded.
Backhands it. That was just a wonderful play.
What can I say? No runs, no hits, no errors. Eddieville leaves two on. We go to the bottom of the eighth district title game. It's still Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont nothing, and Albia nothing. And who will Albia send to the plate in the eighth?
In the eighth inning, we have, top of the order, Hugh Sinclair, Ethan Gray, Brett Leshen.
Well, it's time for us to talk about what's coming up. The winner of this game will be playing Tuesday night. Do you recognize that? Tuesday night. The winner of this game will play Mid-Prairie or Minneapolis, and we'll be on the air with that at 6:30 from Fairfield. I want to remind you that if Twin Cedars, and they're still leading 3-0 in the sixth now, if they continue to win, they'll be here Tuesday night playing probably North Mahaska for the right to go to the state tournament. And we'll do a split coverage of those games. Obviously, we'll be dealing with the Albia Eddieville winner, broadcasting that game, but we'll have reports from TC. I know what you're hoping for, Dave, and I am too. We'd like to see all the area teams we've been covering make it to Principal Park.
Yeah, we have, you know, you're looking at two of the best teams. It just blows me away that Albia finished fourth in the South Central Conference.
Yeah.
I mean, here they are poised. Centerville is still alive. Sheraton is one of the best teams anywhere.
Seventh in the state in 3A.
Yeah, and the Rockets, you know, I don't know if they didn't get the respect. They've been ranked, but I don't think as high as they probably should be with a pitcher, the quality of a Christian Vanbrook, and holy mackerel, they just don't make mistakes either.
27-13. Here's the pitch. Strike one. Houston Clear lays it off. He has not had a good night at the plate. He's 0-3. He's fanned twice, and against Vanbrook, it doesn't get any easier.
I think you got to look for the fastball, Hugh.
Here's the pitch. There's the bunt. Tries to bunt his way on. He's in the hole 0-2. We could be here a long time tonight.
I fear that. Then again, it's only 8 to 40, so.
Vanbrook. The 0-2 pitch to Sinclair. Outside, 1-2. He is really throwing hard. I mean, he is reaching down for a little extra, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. And Wirsta is doing a nice job as his receiver there going after those outside pitches.
Here's a pitch from Vanbrook. Fastball. Nice shot. Base hit the center. Can you believe it? Keith Sinclair took a Vanbrook fastball right up the middle, Dave.
That pitch, I'm not sure Vanbrook can make a better pitch. That thing was on the inside corner.
Was it on his fist?
Oh, my gosh. And Hugh just, it was a brilliant piece of hitting right there on a great pitch. And I don't think Christian took anything off that ball. That was a hard inside pitch.
And I think that's only Albie's fifth hit of the night. And here's Ethan Gray. I'm not sure what that was all about. Vanbrook threw over there to Levi Johnson. And Levi wasn't on the bag, and Sinclair was standing in the bag. That was Ethan Gray, left-handed batter. The pitch, he scores to bunt, and he fouls it off for a strike.
It's just very difficult to bunt against the speed of Vanbrook. You can't punch the ball. You've got to let that bat, use that bat to let the ball come to it and drop it down. And if you try to punch it, it's going to go foul. It's just going too fast.
And because of his velocity, and with Worcester's arm, it really negates any running game for Albie. I think I'd let Gray hit away here. He's had a good couple of weeks, particularly here lately. He is hitting away. There's a base hit to right. That's down the line. Sinclair racing to third. The right fielder bobbles it. Sinclair is going to race for home. Here comes the throw. Not in time. And Albie has hit away. Albie losing him. And Albie runs it 1-0. Hit it on the substate. Headed to substate, 1-0 on a double by Ethan Gray, and then Mays, the usually sure-handed right fielder, misplayed it, and that lets Sinclair take the turn at third and race for home, and he missed home plate, but he left Ashley stepped on it wide.
Oh, my gosh. Well, big old Wirsta was standing right on the plate, too, and you know what? I feel bad for that right fielder, for Eddieville's right fielder. He has played a great game, too. Cole Mays has played a good game. That ball was spinning hard. Ethan just drove it. And he was going to be at third base with no outs. And
I was really glad they switched off on the bunt there and let him hit away because he tattooed that ball.
Well, it wasn't working. Vanbrook is just too good of a pitcher to bunt off of, really. So.
And how about that? We had Ethan Gray and Levi Johnson turn in stellar efforts for both clubs tonight. They both had 7 innings of shutout ball. Eddieville brings in the ace. He did his job getting out of a jam in the 7th, but he takes the loss. And, you know, we saw this the last time Albie faced him. They hit him hard. They had 15 hits, believe it or not, against Vanbrook earlier in the year. And tonight, here in the second inning of work for him, Sinclair gets the base hit, and then suddenly, Ethan Gray ends the ballgame.
Well, Albie pitching, I can't say enough about them. I think they gave up one hit, didn't they? One hit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking here.
Eddieville had one hit, I believe.
One hit.
And this is a team, Eddieville, that came in hitting on the year about .340 as a team, Dave.
Well, you know, this is such a cliche, but it was one of those games where neither team should have gone off. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose, and it's just too bad that either team had to lose. And
I know from your perspective, obviously we're here in Albie and we're playing for Albie, but I know you have some very good feelings and a lot of friends, and of course you cover Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. I've got a lot of friends over there. Rod Ashwin, their coach, is one of my friends. This is one where you don't want to see either club lose. I know you didn't either, but it's remarkable.
Well, at some level, it's too bad that these guys have to meet each other, five times?
Five times.
And it's the way it is. And when you have the kind of quality baseball that we have down at Centerville, if Centerville and Sheraton both make it to the next round, they could knock each other off, and they've played 5 times.
Yeah. Albie wins it in extra innings on a double by Ethan Gray, driving in Hugh Sinclair, and the misplay really set that extra base up. 1-0 in extra innings, and they advance to Tuesday night's game, and Fairfield playing Most likely it'll be Mediapolis, although they are playing Mid-Prairie Wellman tonight. We'll be on the air with that at 6:30, and that's the big kahuna, as they say, Dave, because the winner of that game was Principal Park State.
And I don't know, Mediapolis doesn't have a, you know, a 30-win season, but they are loaded with athletes.
They have athletes.
Just like, but this team, you look at this team, and they're all playoff football players, or state tournament wrestlers. They are... All right, this Albia Blue Demon team, they're athletes. They're multi-sport athletes. They can get the job done.
Albia's 23-16 on the year now. Eddieville finishes at 27-14. And winning pitcher Vic Sanders in relief, and he dodged some bullets there with a little control problem. Christian Bambrook takes the loss. Albia getting their little medals, and those are always great. They're doing the awards presentation. Eddieville had a great turnout. I'm sure they're stunned. Their team played exemplary in every
way. I mean, what a game. What a great game. What a beautiful night to be at a ballpark.
And we're still waiting on a final from Twin Cedars in their game at Pleasantville. They led 3-0 in the sixth. They'll be here if they win Tuesday night, and they'll be playing for the right to go to the state tournament against probably North Mahaska. So, on that. Thank you, Greg. Just pass that along. Quinn Cedars advances to the game Tuesday night here against probably North Mahaska. Twin Cedars wins it, day 5-0 tonight. They're only one game from state.
Hey, you know what, Rich? I'm going to go ahead and finish my vacation. And I'm just encouraging people to turn to the Albion newspapers on Tuesday and read about this game and see the photos that Terry Simmons has taken. And
Terry's been down there all day.
I guarantee you it'll be a fun read.
It will, and, you know, I kidded Marilyn and Terry earlier in the week. The way this is shaping up, you're going to have a lot of honors pages.
Like
you got to share in newspapers and with Albion. I know you're going to see a lot of good things about Eddieville, too. And, you know, Twin Cedars is ranked second in the state. They're only a game away. Albia is only a game away. Sheraton is ranked seventh in the state. They've got to win a couple more.
How many times has Boyd led us to the... I guess this is the promised land, just short of knocking down the walls of Jericho. He's had us in the sub-state final, I don't know how many times. Been to state that once. Boyd and his crew have got us here so many times, and he's deserving to get us to that next step. And I think the way these guys are playing, I wouldn't bet against them.
I wouldn't either, and their defense is really playing well. And Ethan Gray pitched superb. Boyd told me earlier in the year, he said, I just don't have a war horse pitcher. He said, I've got some good kids that throw well. But he said, I don't have the real, as he said, the real stud pitcher that can go out and he's going to just blow you away. And, in fact, he mentioned Bambrook. But his kids play to their abilities.
Yeah, and it was wonderful. Just a great game, Rich. Thanks for letting me join you up here.
Let me tell you, you were a blessing. When you showed up down there, it was great to see you. So you can say now, Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, eat your heart out. We saw the best game of the year right here.
Where's Stafford? He must be.
I don't know where he's at. I bet he's listening, and Bill's not probably listening because he's in Canada.
He's in Canada someplace, but they'll be back.
I'm sure I'm going to see you Tuesday night over in
Fairfield. I will be there.
And I don't know what the press facilities are, but I hope you come up and join us.
Well, if I can, I will. So thanks a lot.
Always good to see you. And we want to remind everybody again, Wednesday, Thursday night, the big Jackie Robinson movies.
Yeah, come and watch. Come enjoy.
You don't want to miss. And, you know, hey, I'm going to throw a thought out to you, Dave. I'm going to throw it out to you because you can do this. Albia, if they win Tuesday night, the movies the next night, Wednesday and Thursday, why not turn that King Theater thing into a pep rally and go into state?
That'll happen. Absolutely happen.
I mean, we can pull that off.
We can pull that off. Everybody come and
do something out in the parking lot.
Oh, brother. We'll grill Jim and Charlie's brats or Ivy Johnson's or something like that out in front.
Yeah, keep that in your head there.
We'll do that.
We can do that.
Yep. All right.
Sounds
see you.
Good. We're going to take a quick break back to Greg, and I'll be back for some comments right after this. Kudos to Dave Paxton, and what a game tonight. Good people from EBF and Albia, and great game. We'll be back after these messages.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirt Works has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance on all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. Proud sponsor all season long of the Eddyville Rockets. Want to give my very best to Rod Ashman, Eddyville coach, and his staff, and his great ball club, runner up in the South Central, just class all the way. Great guy to work with, good friend, and kudos to them, and certainly kudos to Boyd Britton and Jim Cagle. Jim's going to be coming up here in a minute before we break, and Albie, of course, advancing now to the sub-state finals Tuesday night in Fairfield. Appreciate Dave Paxton, and a lot of fun tonight with this game. Two great ball clubs, and just the best district game you could ever get. 1-0, Albie wins at next innings on a double by Ethan Gray driving in Houston Clare, who had a big two-strike hit that was in on his hands, and then they drove it out there. And so that turns out to be a winner for Albie. The Blue Demons tonight winning it 1-0. And we'll look forward to Tuesday night's game. Twin Cedars won their game tonight, 5-0. They advanced to the sub-state finals. That game will be in Albia as Albia travels to Fairfield Tuesday night to take on Mid Prairie or Mediapolis. Twin Cedars will come to this very diamond here in Albia, and they'll be playing for the right to go to the state tournament too. And I want to remind you, all you Twin Cedars folks, all you listeners, wherever you're at, because you can live stream anywhere in the world, whether Albia, Twin Cedars, or Sheraton goes to the state tournament, we're going to be there for any and all of them at Principal Park. I'll be there, looking forward to it. Bill Saylor will be back. Randy Stafford, sure appreciate Dave Paxton being here tonight. Sheraton plays Monday night against Centerville. I'll be on the air with that game with Randy Stafford back at 6:30 Monday night from Pat Doherty Field in Centerville. And if they win, then we'd be back with that Thursday night. And Dave and I have been really pushing this Jackie Robinson Films Film Festival on Wednesday and Thursday. Come to those. And as I said, if Albie can end up going to the state tournament, we're going to turn that, those two films that night, into a pep thing and a thing to salute your state tournament team, Jim. Well, I know you'd like nothing better, you and Boyd, than to come and see those two Jackie Robinson movies and have a state tournament berth already in a bag to go and turn that into just a gala evening. How would that be?
That would be great. That would be great, yes.
We could pull that off pretty quick.
We could do that.
You could never see a better game than tonight. Ethan Gray pitched terrific. Levi Johnston, boy, Rod Ashman, I know he surprised you pitching Levi, but boy, he made a good choice, didn't he?
He done the job. Yes, he did.
Two pitchers that just were superb. Both teams played excellent defense. Hits were hard to come by. And then you had to you had a chance to win the bottom of the seventh. Vanbrook came in and does what he always does. And then in the eighth, they had a chance to win it. And
yes.
Finally, Vic got some good defense behind him. Excited he'd given out enough free passes.
Yeah.
And then you win it. And I said to Dave on the air here, Jim, Albie, of course, this is Jim Cagle, Albie's assistant coach. I thought it was a blessing that Ethan didn't get the bunt down. And I said, I hope, right before he hit it, I said, I hope they let him hit away here. Let's not bunt, let's let him hit away. on Bambrick, because he'd been pretty effective with it the last time he faced it.
Yes.
And he had a shot down that right field line that tailed away from Maines. You would have ended up with second and third and nobody out at the worst, but then when Maines, who's a great outfielder for them, momentarily bobbled it, there was no question for you to
there was never a doubt. So.
And you win it 1-0. What's the feeling down the dugout?
Oh, well, you saw the feeling right out here at home plate. Yeah, it's just great. The boys are excited. I mean, it's just a great feeling.
And they will relish that tomorrow, certainly. There's no question about that. You've got just a few days to get ready now. Yeah, I know you don't know who you're going to be playing yet. We're going to be checking that. It'll be Mediapolis.
Just said Mediapolis 1-6-1.
Somebody
right over there.
So it's going to be Albion Mediapolis Tuesday night from Fairfield. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with that one. And Mediapolis has only won about 16 games this year. They're not, you know, one of these 30-win teams. But they've got a lot of good athletes. I know you're going to be trying to find out an awful lot about them in the next 2 days.
Yes, yes. Do some research, you know, get on quick stats.
And probably talk to people who played them.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Ethan Gray went 7 innings tonight, and Sanders came in. I'm not getting the cart ahead of the horse. Would Gray be ready to throw any innings on Tuesday? Kind of iffy?
Yeah, that would just depend on, you know, how he feels.
Maybe in a receiver role.
Yeah, we're not even, haven't even considered that yet. You know, see how he feels Monday.
But when you're playing to go to the state tournament, everybody becomes available, probably.
Yes,
it's like the seventh game of a World Series.
Yeah, there's no need to save anybody.
That's right. They've got a long off season. How do you personally feel, you and Boyd?
Oh, it was great. I mean, you know, to win that type of ball game, no matter what the situation is great. But for a district championship and right to go to the sub-state, it's just super.
Have you ever seen a better district game as a player or coach? This has to rank with one of the top.
We had one other one when Chad Szczynski was the player.
Yep.
That 9-inning affair that was 1-0. Yeah, it would be. But this game is right up there with it. Wow, it's quite a game.
And I see, of course, Ethan. And here's the real thing. And I noticed one of the TV stations is interviewing Ethan Gray. If you really look at it, he would have to be the star of the game. 7-inning shutout ball pitching and then the winning hit.
Yeah.
So he is our star of the game for the game tonight.
Yeah.
And can't go any other way.
No.
But how about Hugh Sinclair getting on?
Yeah.
He jammed. Bambrick made a great pitch on you. He had two strikes and he looked bad a couple of times tonight.
Yeah, he had. He had.
But he went right up the middle with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And, you know, when Hugh gets on, you have some speed. You know, you have several options. And just like there, you know, the one little bobble in right field, and he's able to score. So
it kind of makes me say what I've said before. I think you guys hit the fastball, even the hard, real hard throwers, better than you do the breaking pitchers. Johnson was really throwing you a little bit of a mixed screwball, a couple of awesome pitches.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to do better against the flamethrowers.
Those guys that just come back and bring it, and seems like we hit those better. But it was...
There's no rest for the wicked. You've got a Babe Ruth tournament out here tomorrow.
We are working on the field as soon as I get done talking to you to get ready for it in the morning. So.
And you'll be out here all day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then your focus will change to the other. Well, I'm going to be breaking off here. Good game, Jim. And I know you want to say kudos to the Eddyville folks and their fans.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good to work with.
Yes, great game. I mean, you know, whoever wins that game, whoever loses it, nobody can feel bad about a game like that. You know, it's just tremendous effort from both sides.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to hope we see you Wednesday and Thursday at the Albia Theater for the Jackie Robinson movies and it turns into a celebration.
That would be great.
Jim Cagle, Albia assistant coach. Albia wins it tonight, 1-0 in 8 innings. And I would just simply tell you, tune in Monday 6:30. We'll have Sheraton Centerville. Tuesday, we're going to have reports from this diamond. Twin Cedars will probably play North Mahaska. They're vying to go to the state. They won tonight 5-0. They shut out Pleasantville at Pleasantville.
All right. Good job, Twin Cedars.
And they're ranked second in the state. Mike Miller's a great team. Matt Miller's a great team. And then, of course, we'll be in Albia Tuesday night. We may be on the air a little sooner than 6:30, so be ready for that because that's a state tournament implication. In fact, I would assure you we probably will be, maybe about 6:20, with the Albia-Mediapolis game. And then if Sheraton wins Monday, we'll be back Thursday. The films, of course, next week could be a gala week for the whole area in baseball. And, of course, the state tournament gets underway at Principal Park with 1A next Friday. And 2A, Jim, if things work out well enough and you go, you'd actually start the following Monday.
Yes, yes.
We're going to look forward to that and hope we have a huge crowd over at Fairfield on Tuesday. Best wishes to you, Jim. I'm undoubtedly going to see you tomorrow. Final score tonight. I want to thank all of our sponsors, too. 1-0. Albia winning it in 8 innings. And see you in a little while.